Are you ready to step beyond your sexual walls? We're here to talk about anything you want. This is the Sisters of Sexuality show, featuring Taylor Sparks, Parrish Michelle Blair, Jet Setting Jasmine, Marla Renee Stewart, and Tiffany Janae. We have so much to talk about today, so let's just get things started. Here are your hosts, Taylor, Parrish, Jasmine, Marla, and Tiffany.
Good evening. This is Taylor Sparks of Organic Love and your Sister of Sexuality. Welcome to our show. We are so glad you guys have tuned in tonight. We have an amazing guest and our sister of sexuality, Marla Renee Stewart, and she is also a host on our show. So we're going to spend some time talking to her, getting to know more about her and what she does and how she does it. And I am just so excited to have her here with us. Just to give you a little bit about Marla, she is a professional sex, intimacy, and relationship coach and a sex educator. Not only is she a lecturer at Clayton State University, she is also the co-founder of the Sex Down South Conference and the Sexual Liberation Collective. Gaining her reputation for being the sex architect, she created Velvet Lips to empower people of all ages to embrace, educate, and enjoy their sexuality and their sexual lives. She has studied human sexuality for more than 16 years at San Francisco State University and Georgia State University, respectively, and has expert knowledge in a wide variety of subjects. As a co-founder of Sex Down, as a co-founder of the Sex Down South Conference, it was born out of a desire to create a safe space in the Southeast where folks can explore sex and sexuality. And as the co-founder of the Sexual Liberation Collective, it's an international collaboration of folks who are passionate about sexual liberation and healing for all people. The best thing when we talk to Marla about her sex coaching and her intensive intimacy coaching, you will be able to find out more about how you yourself can meet with Marla and have some intimate coaching sessions from her. There you'll learn to connect with your own body and emotions and gain confidence, as well as gaining confidence in how to pleasure yourself and your lovers. And we all know how amazing that is. So with this newfound inspiration, you will experience bliss and proceed to indulge yourself in erotic desires. So in just a few minutes, we'll be back and we will be bringing Marla, our sister of sexuality, on with us. Can't wait. Be right back.
Sexy is back, and we've got it going on all the time here on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
Maximize your orgasms and just let go. The Throes of Passion waterproof pleasure blanket guarantees to keep your sheets dry, no matter how wet it gets. From massage oils to lubes and beyond, we've got your bed covered. So just throw it down and get it on and get lost in your very own Throes of Passion. Then toss it aside and bask in the afterglow of great sex in warm, dry sheets. The all-new Naked Fleece provides a soft and sexy playscape, while the Stay Dry Barrier protects your bed, your couch, and even your carpet. It's machine washable, large enough to cover a king-size bed, and light enough to travel discreetly. To get your own Throes of Passion waterproof pleasure blanket, visit thesexylifestyle.com and order yours today. That's thesexylifestyle.com. Great sex starts now.
Do you find yourself lying in bed, dreaming about how to spice up your love life, and wondering how you are going to make it happen? It's time to have an intimate conversation about life, love, and lust on Pillow Talk with Cheryl. If you've been suppressing your emotions, wanting and waiting to talk about the way you really feel about romance, host Cheryl Besner is ready to help you challenge and change the way you approach your love life. Pillow Talk with Cheryl can be heard every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality. To check in with the show and ask your questions, send an email to sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. That's sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to the Sister of Sexuality show, Five Shades of Play. This is Taylor Sparks, your co-host, and I am so happy to have with us our Sister of Sexuality and co-host of our Sisters of Sexuality show, Marla Renee Stewart. Marla, are you there?
I am. I'm so happy to be here.
Hey, girl, how are you?
I'm excellent. I'm so excited about this radio show. So I'm just beaming with light right now.
Oh, yeah. I could see you beaming all the way from here. I'm not sure where you are, but I know your beams. I know your beams. So, you know, I just want our audience. I know you have a lot of followers, clients all over the world who know a lot about you. And I just want our new audience members to find out more about you, what you do, how you do it. You know, I gave a kind of a brief introduction from your bio about, you know, a little bit about your background. But one of the things I would like for you to tell them is how on earth did you get into sexuality? Where was your starting point? Was it at a young age, a more mature age? What made you decide, yep, this is it, I'm doing this?
Well, I believe it all started with my mom. You know, she was just very much adamant about educating me around sex and sexuality. She did not want me to be a teenage mom like her. And so she really made a point for me to know just lots of different things around sex. And so as I got older, I started to study human sexuality as an undergraduate, psychology. And then, you know, all my friends were constantly asking me about, you know, their sex lives and what they could do. And so I just basically was giving advice, and it was really practical, great advice, apparently. And they would constantly come back to me over and over again. And so, from there, I decided, like, this is what I want to do. Like, this is what I want to get into. I want to get into some bodywork stuff. I want to help people. I was really kind of upset that, like, my friends weren't having orgasms.
Really? Okay.
That was, like, the main thing. Like, my friends aren't having orgasms. This is a problem.
Right.
And that's where I pretty much got started. Like, it was my mission to, like, help women have orgasms. So,
okay. And so when you say body work, you got into body work. What do you mean by that?
Just helping people, you know, with seduction techniques, touching techniques, really just showing people that there's different ways to touch people. And we don't get a lot of that. And yeah, so that is my goal, is just to teach people how to touch other people.
Right. And is, when you say you teach them, so are you saying you do this both in seminars and one-on-one? Is this a hands-on type thing you teach them, or you're kind of more just instructing from above, if you will?
Both. So okay. I do both, depending on however someone is comfortable. So if it can be a hands-off thing. If it's like a, you know, a conference or a seminar, you know, there isn't a lot of touching right. going on there. But if it's not, I'm usually doing private classes or showing people different techniques on how to touch folks. So
this started when you were in college, right? And then, and you're also teaching on the collegiate level as well?
Yes, I am. I am a lecturer at Clayton State. So, I also teach at the university.
Wow. How does it differ when you're talking to, or do you find that it differs when you're speaking to young adults, you know, fresh out of high school, or maybe only a couple of years in college? They're 18, 19, 20. Some might even still be virgins. And speaking to them about their sex and their sexuality. And especially, you know, my daughter, who's recently graduated from college, is 22 now. And she was a she was an RA, a resident assistant. And nowadays, for those who are resident assistants, they get a lot of training to understand the differences of gender identity. Do you help people with their gender identity? Is that something you also work with regarding, although that's not necessarily sex itself, but eventually sex will come into play, but even just understanding their gender, is that an area that you focus on too?
I do, actually. I do talk about, because my emphasis is on gender and sexuality, I do work with people on all sorts of varying, gender issues, whether that's, trying to discover, their own gender, or just trying to get used to maybe their new body. I help people with that as well, for sure.
When you say new body, meaning...
What happened
to their old body?
Well, thinking about if somebody's getting like hormone treatments, or if they're like cross dressing, or they're doing something that, we tend to feel shame or guilt around. I help folks with that too. So
interesting. This is so cool. I have recently come to know a number of different genders or identify people with different genders, and it made me go, you're doing what now? And as I met someone who is pansexual, and I had no idea what that was. And to me, when I heard, so it's the energy thing, you don't really care what their genitals are or are not. And they were like, nope, we either connect or we don't connect, and it really doesn't matter. And I was just like, huh.
Yeah.
That sounds like an experimentalist to me, which is what I call myself. I'm like, maybe I'm pansexual. I wasn't quite sure, because I'm like, either there's a connection or there's not. I mean, I know everyone has preferences, but it seems like young adults who are in college who are more apt to understand gender identity than those of us, I'm pointing to myself, who are more mature. When you are approaching either the more mature person like myself or the younger person, do you find one easier or not so easy to help them either express themselves or understand a mate or a relative when it comes to gender identity? Have you discovered that, the baby boomers are harder to work with than the millennials, or vice versa?
Yeah. It depends on how strong they feel about certain things, right? Because some of us has very, very strong opinions, whereas some of us are kind of like, I'm kind of like, whatever, I'm learning, So I think it just all depends. I feel like the folks in the younger generations tend to understand the various ways that people can be. Even thinking about like the collegiate level and thinking about my non-traditional students versus my traditional students, like even my non-traditional students are like, oh my gosh, those baby boomers who are like, oh my, this is like, I'm teaching a gender and sexuality class right now. Uh-huh. And, they tend to be like, I have never heard of this. What is this? Like, what is, but they also are thankful that they like are getting to see that there are different types of people. And so I feel like that is very valuable. And at the same time, I'm thinking now too, I'm like, sometimes that's even religious based, so stuff around religion gets, those sexual scripts around religion. So it's kind of like all sorts of things. But as far as like the pansexual thing or any kind of sapiosexual, demisexual, or whatever it is that different kinds of sexuals, those tend to be more embraced by younger generations who have a lot more knowledge because of Google, because of, the internet. We have a lot more knowledge around a lot of different subjects, whereas older generations tend to have a limited knowledge they got a limited amount of knowledge when they were younger. So I think that is sort of the main difference regarding like maybe language and acceptability around certain things.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? I met a guy who said he was heteroflexible. He identified as heteroflexible, which was also new for me.
Yeah.
But he had never. engaged with a man in any way. So I was like, well, how can you identify as heteroflexible if you've never engaged with a man?
Oh my gosh, you sound so funny. You sound like the heterosexual questionnaire that I give right? to my students.
Yeah. Like, how can you be heteroflexible if you've never done or attempted anything? I mean, how can you identify that way was my question, you know?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like people ask that question to gay people, right? Like, how do you know you're gay if you have never been with a man or, you know, like things like that? And so, you know, sometimes people just know, right? And yeah. People are intuitive. People, you know their bodies, know themselves. And so, you know, he's probably just one of those people that just know.
Yeah. Okay. You know? I'll take that. I mean, there's some things that I just know. But I'm like, I just know. They're like, how do you know? I'm like, I just know. about myself. Like, I know what I don't like and I know what I like. And
exactly. And
although I've tried lots of things. Well, I know we're going to be taking a quick break. And Marley, you are staying with us for the remainder of the show. And I just can't wait to hear more about you and what you do and how you do it. Folks, don't go away. We will be back in just a few moments.
Sexy is back. And we've got it going on all the time here on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
How do you feel about a non-monogamous lifestyle? Does it sound enticing? Are you worried about what others might think? Your questions are answered on Sex Interrupted with Tara and James. It's a discussion about the swinger lifestyle, non-monogamy, sex, sexuality, and where it all fits in. All we ask is that you listen with an open heart and an open mind, and you will find your desires and fantasies can come true. Tune in to Sex Interrupted with Tara and James every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
Organic Lovin', for the bodies you love to love. How do people describe you? Are you curious? Playful? Maybe sensual? Adventurous? How about open-minded? The truth is, no matter who you are, Organic Lovin' has something to indulge your fantasies. We offer only organic, natural, and eco-friendly intimate body products, including vegan condoms, organic lubricants, body-safe sex toy materials, and sex-positive books. You won't find anything harmful in our products or toys. We also have a full range of other experiences, including erotic seminars and exotic adults-only vacations. Receive our adult subscription box for a monthly sexual delight. Be educated, entertained, and informed. Organic Lovin'. For her, for him, for you. For the bodies you love to love, visit organiclovin.com. We offer shipping worldwide, so stop by the site anytime. Organic Lovin'. That's LOVEN.com.
You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality. To check in with the show and ask your questions, send an email to sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. That's sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
And welcome back, everyone. We are still here with our co-host and sister of sexuality, Marla Renee Stewart. Marla, I have some questions. I would really love to know more about the Sex Down South Conference and how you and Tia, how you guys even came to even bring this about, because it is one of the largest sex conferences, not only in the South, but in the U.S., I believe, that is highly attended by people of color. And you have sexologists and erotic educators of all colors and the tops in their field, but particularly erotic educators of color who a lot of times are not on a lot of different panels when there's so much going on. There are a lot of sex conferences, whether it's on the educational level or on the level where it's open to the public, you don't see a lot of us. But you and Tia have found us, found many of us, and said, come, be here with us. And it's amazing. So tell everyone about not only the conference, but how you guys came up with the concept and why.
Wow. So it's very interesting, that story, Tia first called me for an event that she was doing. She had was recruiting people to speak for her for, I don't know if you remember, but a while ago, there was a magazine called Corset for like women of color, you know, exploring sexuality.
No, I don't.
Yeah. And so she was doing sort of a launch with them and invited me to come and speak. And of course, I was thrilled. And so I came and spoke, and she was like, oh my gosh, and you make aphrodisiacs too? And I was like, yeah.
Oh, yes. And we can talk about those.
She bought my aphrodisiacs, and she was just like, oh yes, like, this is exciting. And from there, she liked, what I spoke about. She was like, oh, this is so great and useful. And we decided, I don't even know, I think we just kind of clicked. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm trying to remember, like, exactly how, but I think it was just like we kind of just clicked, kind of thing. And we ended up doing a couple of events together. So we ended up doing a couple of my birthday parties. So we did one of my birthday parties together. It was amazing. I was like, it was a carnival party.
Fun.
Yeah, it was amazing. We had fire dancers, had a band, we had a pie eating contest. We had, it was just like a mobile spank booth, you know.
Oh, wow.
It was just like so, so much fun. And we were like, we should keep doing these more. So we did more, did another one of my parties. We did Empowering the Pussy party. And that was amazing and fun and wonderful. And then we also had, what else? We also had, we did something else together. I can't remember. But anyway, we were sitting down and we were like, we need to do another event together. And so we decided to do a conference. And decided to just do the conference. And she named, you know, she was like, Sex Down South, and we were like, oh great, Sex Down South. And yeah, and it just came from there. So that's pretty much how that went. So yeah, I don't know, we ended up having a really great time, ended up talking with people, getting a survey done. You really were, just trying to get people involved, see how much, you know, people really wanted this. And we ended up just really wanting to focus on people of color, because we knew that not a lot of sex conferences focused on us. So, yeah.
No, not at all.
Yeah, right. You were pretty tokenized sometimes.
I see you at a lot of different conferences, and you are typically the, you know, one of the only faces there, you know, and it's just, and the same with the rest of our Sisters of Sexuality, with either Tiffany at some of the conferences she's at, Jasmine, Parrish, you know, or even myself. I've just been like, where is everybody? So I was excited to find you when I did, and to find out that you really have kind of searched the corners of the U.S. and outside of the U.S. to bring in people of color, because we need the information. So I'm glad you guys do what you do. Don't stop.
Thank you. No, never.
So wait, so let's go back to, I forgot about, tell me about the aphrodisiacs. Oh, please, tell us, tell us where we can get them. We need some.
Yes. So, I mean, I make aphrodisiacs, all natural aphrodisiacs. It's super exciting to me because it's just something like, I don't know, kind of like a hobby-ish kind of thing for me. Mm-hmm. I make wines and I make chocolates and, Tia loved the chocolates.
So when are you going to, you know, break out and, you know, launch this aphrodisiacs business as a full-time business of making stuff?
Definitely not.
No,
it takes a lot of time. So when people request it, it's just like, yeah, because sometimes it, you know, it like a liqueur can take like 30 days to make, or, you know, the chocolates are pretty easy and the wine is pretty easy, but like it, you know, it takes a lot of time. So that's a manufacturing issue, I guess, for the most part.
Trust me, I know. I used to manufacture organic skincare products, and it was just the stuff you have to stock.
Yeah.
Waiting for an order to make something is a lot.
Exactly.
It's a lot of work, which, you know, people who do it, you know, it is a labor of love, I think. And, but it's something you really got to want to do. Mm-hmm. So, but you make chocolates, liqueurs, wines. Well, maybe you could just do a small batch for those of us who really love you.
For sure. I can definitely do a small batch. I'm down. Small batching it.
So something else recently happened to you that was a big surprise at the Sex Down South conference. Do you care to share that part of your life?
Sure.
Tell us what happened. Tell me.
I ended up getting engaged.
Yeah, that was really big surprise. Yes.
Yes, a ginormous surprise. I really just did not expect it. It was.
Did you cry?
Oh my gosh, I was crying on stage. She planned this whole thing apparently months and months. She planned it for months. And I had no idea. And it was just a wow moment. In front of like 300 people, she, you know, got on the stage and proposed to me. And it was really romantic and super cute. And I cried a lot, and she designed this ring, and it's gorgeous.
Oh my God, I've seen it. It's stunning.
Yes. It's just like incredible.
She's a keeper. Really,
oh my gosh. Yeah.
You're a keeper. I mean, she's lucky to have you, you know, you're a keeper. I mean, with all of your techniques and all, I mean, you know, I might've proposed to you too. Like, you know, Marla, I know I'm married and I know I'm not bi and, or anything, but will you marry me? I've seen your techniques, and we'll talk about where I've seen her techniques. Y'all need to stop thinking like that. No, think like that. I was that close. I was so close. You have no idea. She is an amazing sexologist. She's an amazing educator when it comes to sex and sexuality. And if you have not ever been coached by her, if you've ever thought about coaching, if you want to just learn a little bit more, you need to get with Marla Renee Stewart. And we're going to make sure that you guys find out how to find her on her social media with her emails when we come back. And we're going to learn a little bit more about Miss Marla Renee Stewart, our sister of sexuality, host of the Sisters of Sexuality radio show, when we come back. Stay tuned, guys.
You're listening to the Sexy Lifestyle Talk Radio Network.
This November, 4,000 people will be on the sold-out Independence of the Seas Bliss Cruise, offered by Lifestyle Cruising and Bliss. Why do these charters sell out so fast? Five separate playrooms,
dozens of meet and greets aimed at various cultural and sexual orientations, themed dance parties every night, and all upper decks are clothing optional. Find out about the Bliss Experience on the two upcoming Bliss Charters in 2019. This April is the five-night Celebrity Infinity Cruise, and next November 2019 will be 7 nights on the beautiful Navigator of the Seas. Couples love the electric atmosphere on our cruises, and we know that sparks will fly in your cabin. Remember, our cruises sell out fast, so be sure to call Wayne at 908-391-1977. That's 908-391-1977, or visit lifestylecruising.com.
Are you looking to get more from your relationship? Why is it that some people just seem to have a better sex life, better marriage, and a closer, more meaningful relationship? Find out the best-kept secrets and more on The Sexy Lifestyle with Carolyn David. Carolyn David will share insight about the swinging lifestyle and how it has strengthened their love and marriage, not to mention their great sex. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on The Sexy Lifestyle Network. You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality. To check in with the show and ask your questions, send an email to sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. That's sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Hey, sexy people, welcome back to the Sisters of Sexuality radio show, Five Shades of Play. I'm Taylor Sparks with Organic Love and your host, along with my host or co-host and guest tonight, Marla Renee Stewart. Marla will also be on doing her own segments on our show with her own guests. And she will be covering, well, Marla, you tell them some of the things that you are going to want to talk about, maybe some of the guests that or the types of guests you're going to have on your segment when you're here on the air.
Yeah. On my particular show, I think I just want to talk about sort of everyday things that like we think about. So, you know, lots of my friends and I, we talk about all sorts of things around sex and sexuality. And so everything I talk about is probably going to be sort of super relevant in time and like what's happening, with the world and, you know, how we can better ourselves. And of course, I'm always going to think about seduction, communication, and sex skills because, you know, that's my thing.
Yes, it is.
So that is going to be, a huge part of it as well. So, that's what I'll be talking about on my show.
Good. I'm excited to hear the guests that you're going to bring on. And we're in October, and this is LGBTQ Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned being engaged to a woman. Mm-hmm. And so we could assume that you're into women. Mm-hmm. And
very much so.
And I know recently it was National Coming Out Day, I think on the 11th. Mm-hmm. And I saw some posts from like Ellen DeGeneres and other stars who have come out and asking people to share who they are in their heart and their soul and to be proud of who they are and to not have the shame and not let others shame them. About their choice of love, because love is love. When you decided to come out, was it a big thing, a small thing? Did you talk to the family first? Did you know when you were younger about your sexuality, having had a mother who educated you early about sex?
My coming out story is very funny. I think it's very funny. So my mother, I had this best friend that I had been hanging out with. And, you know, we had talked a little bit around like, you know, what would it be like to be with a woman or be with a girl, you know? And I was 16 at the time. And we just, you know, one day decided to go for it. And my mom one day comes into my room and she's like, "What are you doing?" She's sort of having like early empty nest syndrome or whatever mm-hmm. that is. And, you know, she's just like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm talking to Shannon. And she's like, oh, and Shannon and I had gotten in trouble a lot.
Okay.
because I was a good kid, they were like, it must be Shannon's fault. Right.
Oh yeah.
So, and so then I had, then she was like, what are you watching? And I was like, Ellen. And this is the time when Ellen was coming out, right? She had her show, show, but she was coming out at the time. And it was such this huge, huge deal. And my mom was like, are you gay? And I was like, no, no. What are you talking about, right? Uh-huh. And so then I've never lied to my mom, but I was just like, oh my gosh, I can't do it. So maybe a couple months later, I come up to her and I say, hey, mom, you know, remember when you asked me, you know, if I was gay? And I was like, well, I'm not sure about that, but I do have a girlfriend. And she was like, girlfriend? She's like, girlfriend, what do you mean girlfriend? Like a girlfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend? She said, is it like a girlfriend, like, hey, girlfriend, or like a girlfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend?
Okay.
And I was like a girlfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend. And so she was just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, but you just asked me if I was like, whatever. Like you just said. Yeah. So anyway, I ended up coming out to my parents first. So it was just my mom and my dad and maybe two of my best friends.
Okay.
And you know, my mom went to her mom and was like, oh my gosh, do you know that our children are having sex? And
oh my gosh.
Her mom was like, well, at least they can't get pregnant. Like,
oh no.
I don't care what they do.
Baby,
you know?
Grace. That's a nice way to look at it. Well, they got it.
Exactly.
Thank God, you know.
Right. after that, you know, came out to a couple friends and, you know, our relationship lasted for maybe like a year, but like, you know, we realized we weren't really that compatible, but, I came out, my mom ended up joining P Flag and giving me a lesbian sex pamphlet. It was like, I don't know what they do, but be safe here.
You know? Your mom is cool. Just, I don't know what they do, but be safe.
Right.
That's good, though.
Yeah. So that was that. It was, you know, it was definitely, and from then on, I just kind of was myself, you know, went into college and was just like, yeah, that's me.
Ha. Well, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't too painful. I know some people have very painful, even in this day and age. I mean, it's 2018. We have a good friend whose 18-year-old daughter came out. I'm talking like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the mother like stopped talking to her.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, it's like 2015. You have got to be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
How could you not talk to your child?
Happens in 2018.
I know. And I just don't understand it. And although my mom didn't, she was open with regards to, you know, this is your vagina. This is how it works. Don't be alone with them boys. You know, don't get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you need to have sex, we'll put you on the pill. But don't be alone with them boys. Never told me why not to be alone with the boys. Of course, all I wanted to do was be alone with the boys because like she kept saying, don't do it. I couldn't figure out why not. And you know, so we didn't have a lot of open dialogue, but she gave me the Our Bodies, Ourselves when I was 16. And of course, that was just full of so much information and it did cover sex and sexuality and what happens and masturbation. And I think I might still have my original copy somewhere or I pass it on to my daughter. I'm not sure. And it was just a wealth of information. And even to this day, though, she still can't say the word lesbian.
Not because she whispered it at first. My mom
not because she can't like doesn't want to. She pronounces it lesbian. You know, your cousin so and so is one of them lesbians. I'm like, it's lesbian, mom, lesbian. You know, and she is just to be a woman who is in her 80s is she doesn't yuck on anyone else's yum. You know what I mean? It may not be her thing, but she's always like, well, I don't know why people are so upset about people being gay. You don't have to have sex with them. Why do you care if they get married? You're not marrying them. So even though it's not her thing, she has never been the one to say, you know, people shouldn't do that. And, you know, and she's a good Christian and she goes to church, but she's like, you know, it's not up for us to judge everybody else. If they want to do that and get married and be with other people, if them lesbians, lesbian mom, lesbian, lesbian. But she also says Merry Christmas. So I'm not sure if it's a Georgia thing or what.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas every year. All my life, that's how it's been pronounced, Merry Christmas. But so I've been fortunate to, you know, come from a family that has just been like, well, if that's what you want to do, I'm by us, you know. Yeah. And yeah, it's been easy. So we were, you know, we kind of raised our kids the same way. Oh my God, did I tell you we came out to our children as open and poly?
Wow. And how did that work? How did that happen? What happened? Did they flip out? Did they know already?
Not really, because, you know, with the radio show and then being on other people's podcasts and me working in the swinger lifestyle a lot, I'm like, they're going to find out at some point. Right. And they're grown. They're in their 20s. You know, I'm like, we need to really tell them what the deal is. And my husband fought it tooth and nail for a minute. I'm like, I'm going to tell them with or without you. So I could tell you more about that on the next segment when we come back, if you really want to know what happened. It's kind of a funny story. So, man. But it was
coming out is coming out.
Yeah, I guess we came out, huh? Is there a swinger awareness month? Is there a poly aware this month? Hey, listen, folks, we'll be right back after the break.
Are you ready for uncensored talk about sex, relationships, and more? Then listen for Tammy's Playhouse. Host Tammy and her occasional co-host Dan will break it down for you with some great advice, words to make you feel comfortable, and even some humor to hopefully make you laugh until you pee. Forget insecurities. We're all in the same boat here. Just enjoy the ride. Tammy's Playhouse is broadcast every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
Organic Lovin'. For the bodies you love to love. How do people describe you? Are you curious? Playful? Maybe sensual? Adventurous? How about open-minded? The truth is, no matter who you are, Organic Lovin' has something to indulge your fantasies. We offer only organic, natural, and eco-friendly intimate body products, including vegan condoms, organic lubricants, body-safe sex toy materials, and sex-positive books. You won't find anything harmful in our products or toys. We also have a full range of other experiences, including erotic seminars and exotic adults-only vacations. Receive our adult subscription box for a monthly sexual delight. Be educated, entertained, and informed. Organic Lovin'. For her, for him, for you. For the bodies you love to love, visit organiclovin.com. We offer shipping worldwide, so stop by the site anytime. Organic Lovin', that's LOVEN.com.
You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality. To check in with the show and ask your questions, send an email to sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. That's sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
And welcome back, sexy people. So I am here, Taylor Sparks, along with my co-host and fella, Sister of Sexuality, Marla Renee Stewart. Marla, what were we talking about before the break, girl?
We were talking about you coming out.
Oh, yes. So, girl, we came out to our children as open and polyamorous. Of course, my son was like, are you swingers? Just ignored that question like we never even heard it. Yes, I did. Yes, we did. And it was so we, you know, we did it on Skype, the four of us and our kids of 24 and 20. And with me traveling and working as an erotic educator and sex goddess in the swinging lifestyle industry, and I'm on other people's podcasts and then the radio show. And I had already had these conversations. I was afraid they're going to click on something if they haven't already and discover that way. And I'm like, you know, they're grown now. We just might as well. And so we told them, we said, hey, you know, we just want to let you know we're open and polyamorous. And they were like, oh, really? Well, you know, we kind of figured something was going on because, you know. You know, you're always talking about monogamous is a choice, polyamorous has benefits. Like, I did not tell you polyamorous has benefits. And then we were not all that freaked out about it. They were just like, yeah. And our son was like, yeah, we might be heading that way ourselves, you know, me and my girl. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that was pretty easy. And then they said, so, you know, like, is it a secret? We're like, well, a lot of our closest friends know, you know, at this point. I mean, we haven't, like, told the world, but... Well, now I have. We haven't, like, told the whole world, but, you know, a lot of our closest friends do know. They were like, oh, okay. So, because we have a few friends that are open and, you know, poly, so we can tell them to talk to you if they want. Yeah, they're welcome to give us a, you know, shout. So then they go, so how long have you guys had an open marriage? We were like, 10 or 12 years. What? 10 or 12 years? Then they freaked out. We were living in the house at that point. Oh, my God. They couldn't believe that. We had been open for so long. And I mean, I've told a lot of other people, I said, you know, adult relationships are for adults. They're not your children's business. So if you and your spouse or your mate decide to do open your relationship or, you know, it's not for your children to know. It's none of their business. You do your things outside of your, we did everything outside of the entire state, actually, let alone outside of the house, but they just never, I mean, outside of the country.
Right.
We had all these rules and boundaries we set up when we first started. You know, you do that to protect the relationship and then you realize it doesn't need protecting. You know, no one's really kind of going anywhere. So,
right.
But yeah, I the open is good. He does not identify as polyamorous. I do. So we're poly open, poly swingers, kinky. And then I'm kinky too. He's not really kinky. So every time he turns around and I'm doing something new, he's like, we're doing what now? I don't want to do that. I'm like, okay, well, I'll be back because there's a whole group of people that like me, so I'm going to go hang out with them. You know, I found my kink tribe. I found my poly tribe. I got my swinger tribe. I got my open tribe. I got my pansexual tribe. Girl, the Gemini in me.
Okay, having a blast.
I am having the time of my life, so it is good. So tell our audience about your coaching, about your sex coaching and your intimacy coaching, and if it's something that, you know, they want to do with them and or their spouse or them and their mate or send their, you know, young adults to you, kind of tell them the things that you offer. If it's something that, which I believe, I think counseling is good for everybody at every point. African-Americans do not get enough counseling. So tell them pretty much about what you offer for them so that they can get it.
Yeah, sure. So I do the sex coaching. I also do age-appropriate sex education. So if you can't talk to your young children about sex or want somebody else to talk to them, I can do that for you. I also, give workshops on how to seduce, how to communicate well, or how to even argue well, and how to, and then how to improve your sex skills. So I do a lot of sex skills based workshops. That is probably what I'm primarily known for, the, you know, the sex skills stuff along with the academic stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, people can come to me for any of those things. You want to improve your sex life, you want to, like, you know, learn some new tips, tricks, you want to, you know, if your relationship has fallen off, like, I can help you with that.
Right.
And, you know, and you have the tools for life. That's the part, the crazy part for me is, like, people, they, you know, they're like, oh, it's so expensive or I can't afford it. And I'm like, but this is a tool that you have for life.
Yes.
Like, it's not a tool that, you know, breaks anything, you have a tool for life. So anytime that you have an issue, you can always come back to these tools, like these tools. So these are priceless tools that you'll have, you
That's
know?
That's right. That will work in any future relationship.
Exactly.
Even if it doesn't work, even if it's somehow they learn a skill and this is the thing about, I think sometimes people don't understand about coaching or counseling, is that very important tip. This is something you will learn that you keep inside that will benefit you no matter who you are with.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And people just, you know, sometimes I think that's a hard pill to swallow for folks because they're just like, how can I? And I'm like, well, you want to have this thing for life or you want to keep being miserable? Like,
yeah.
You know?
And that's so interesting that recently the story of the, you ever heard that story about the dog? It's an old motivational story. It's been around for 100 years about the man driving through the country. He stops to get directions because he's lost. And there's a man in a rocking chair and he's got a dog laying on the porch. And you ever heard that story? The dog is laying on the porch and he's talking to the guy and getting directions. And the dog lifts his head and he kind of goes, and he kind of like howls. He looks at the man doesn't say anything, so he doesn't say anything, and he keeps getting on with the directions, and the dog starts howling again. Arr! So he says to the old man, he says, what's wrong with the dog? And he says, well, he's laying on a nail. He said, well, why doesn't he get up? He goes, hurts enough for him to holler, not enough for him to move. A lot of times, we just stay miserable in whatever thing that is going on and we don't move on. So, you know, people, if you are find yourself constantly howling, seek counseling, get some help. Marla, tell people where they can find you. Give us all your contacts, your websites, your social media so folks can find you.
Yeah, so I'm currently in the moment of revamping my website, but for now you can find me on velvetlipsllc.com. Mm-hmm. And you can find me on social media. I just changed all my social media handles to Velvet Lips Sex Ed without the E in the sex, so Velvet Lips SXED. And then or if you want to follow me on my personal page, it's just Marla or one Marla Stewart. You can email me at any time at marla@velvetlipsllc.com. Or if you're interested in Sex Down South, you just go to sexdownsouth.com, the conference, or Sex Down South ATL on Twitter and Facebook, and SDSCon on Instagram. So,
perfect. Yeah. And they can also find the link also to you on the sistersofsexuality.com website and on our Instagram, which is at Sisters of Sexuality as well. So you can find Marla just about anywhere in the world. Follow her on Instagram and also
social
media. Yeah, Google her.
Follow
her.
Most people find me for some reason.
Yeah. And of course, follow Sisters of Sexuality on Instagram, Sisters of Sexuality. Website as well. I am Taylor Sparks. You can find me on all social media under Organic Lovin. That is LOVEN. And more of our sisters are coming up each week, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Soon we'll be, all of our shows will be live. You'll be able to call in. We're going to have dialogue with you. We are so excited to bring you this radio show and our Five Shades of Play. We have something for your ass. Any and everything you want to know about sex and sexuality, whether you are poly, straight, gay, kinky, black, white, blue, green, pansexual, sapiosexual, you will find it here with the Sisters of Sexuality. So stay tuned. We look forward to talking to you all in the future and have a wonderful evening. Marla, thank you, girl. We'll talk, catch
you
up soon. Bye-bye.
Oh, yes.
Bye.
Hey, sexy people. If you're ready to start your sexual evolution, we've got some amazing prizes to give away. Some of the great prizes include Womanizer, the most advanced pleasure product for stronger, longer, and more intense orgasms. SDC.com is giving away a lifetime membership to the sexiest online community of open-minded people. Touch from experience, warm. It warms your personal lube, then automatically dispenses it with a wave of your hand. And we can't forget Throes of Passion Waterproof Pleasure Blanket. Keep your bed dry no matter how wet it gets. For your chance to win one of these amazing prizes, simply send us an email at info@thesexylifestyle.com with the word contest in the subject line. Your name will be entered into the weekly drawing, and remember to visit our website regularly for a list of the winners and more information about all the amazing prizes and sponsors. Go to thesexylifestyle.com contest page and enter as often as you like.
Welcome to the Sexy Lifestyle Quickies.
We are Carol and David, and with us today is Jeff Abraham from Promescent. So, Jeff, how important is it to have open communication with your partner about premature ejaculation and not just find excuses to cover up issues?
I'll start by saying that I believe open, honest communication is a fundamental building block in any relationship, not just man, woman, or even sexually speaking, father, son, mother, daughter, friendship, business, anything. But the reason it's even more important with something like premature ejaculation is because if you're not lasting long enough to satisfy your partner, and it's unspoken, it will literally create some resentment on the female partner's part because she's not receiving the satisfaction, and it will create a sense of shame or anxiety on the male partner, which will only exacerbate the condition.
And certainly talking about it and then finding the solution, like a product like Promescent that can make love last longer, if you didn't talk about it, you might not even know there was something out there that could help you.
Well, that was another great quickie. Thanks so much for being here. How can people find Promescent?
I always tell people that the best way to find Promescent is to go to www.promescent.com. That's Promescent. Because if you want to buy it at a retail store, you plug in your zip code. We have a whole network of independent pharmacies and like Target and stuff like that. It'll tell you the closest one to you.
Thanks so much, Jeff. We are Carol and David from the Sexy Lifestyle Quickies.
Your sex energy is your life energy. That's a central focus of the Conscious Living Show with Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce and her husband, Dr. Mark Pierce. The health of your sexual life is a barometer for your physical, mental, and intimate relationship health. If something is out of whack, by listening, you may be able to identify the problem and fix it. And it's not always about the sex. Tune in to the Conscious Living Show, broadcasting live every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and 12 noon Eastern Time on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters of Sexuality. Please join Taylor Sparks, Jet Setting Jasmine, Parrish Michelle Blair, Marla Renee Stewart, and Tiffany Janae again next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sexy Lifestyle Network. Same time, same place, next week.